he's got like two large prongs sticking out and then smaller prongs, and it just packs the tobacco on this. And then when that gets full, a front metal plate fits on the two large prongs, and it's loaded onto a wagon that follows it. Then you take that to your bulk barn, which is a metal barn about 20 by 30. And there's a lift there. You have a hoist, an electric hoist, and an I-beam, and you lift that up. You lift your big racks off your wagon and then run them back to the back and hang them up on hooks that hang down from the top of your bulk barn. When you get that done, you come out, pick up another load that's there by then, and then you just fill it up. And that too is a flue-cured method, and is what the people that graze a lot of tobacco, like 50, 60, 100 acres, use. But most of the people who are doing small tobacco allotments, 10 acres and under, use stick method.
How did you come to know all about this? First-hand experience?
Yeah, first-hand experience. It sounds sort of... We were using the stick method. I worked with my grandfather, and for friends of ours that live across the road from my grandfather, and we used the stick method, and I did a little bit of everything from cropping. I never learned to string. To be a good stringer, you have to start out very early. And it finally gets to be more an art than anything else. I cropped, I toted sticks, I helped load the barn. And up and about 3 in the afternoon, it gets to be very, very hot out in the tobacco field, but that's not what's so bad, is that your tobacco begins to smell, because it's green, it's got a lot of nicotine, a lot of tar in it, and it's quite easy to get sick from it. And when you crop tobacco, it's got a lot of, like I said, a lot of tar in it, so that your hands wind up just being covered and black with tobacco gum. And what you have to do to be able to crop it is your hands are like, will literally stick together if you were to press them together. So what you do, you just reach down in the dirt, cover your hands with dirt, and keep going.
You did that for about how long?
I did it for 2 summers.
Good, honest, hard work.
It is. There's nothing wrong with it. I enjoyed it. We all of us who were working together came to be very, very good friends. Well, I'd known all of them for a long time. But we came to be even better friends.
Companions in adversity.
Yeah. Definitely companions in adversity, especially when the July thunder showers come rolling in about 4 in the afternoon, and you're the highest thing in the field, and you're metal. And there's lots of good lightning popping around. Some people have been struck. The harvesters have been struck. The ones that I was on were never stricken. Yeah. But others were. And there are some people that the stories are told about them that as soon as the clouds come up, they take off for the house.
Do you have any names for the colors of
tobacco?
Do you have a color? Are there any names for the colors?
Not that I know of. There may be.
Do you use the word bright in any tobacco? Do you know the word bright as a tobacco?
Not as a tobacco term, no.
How about as a racial term?
As a racial term? More, not as racial, but more in the sense of an intellectual term. As far as racial terms go, there's high yellow.
Yeah.